Hey, everybody, what's today's show? It's Bob.
Hey, everybody, best back show. This is Miles.
Why don't you like my intros?
Because they suck.
What do you mean they suck? It's the best intro out there.
Suck? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Okay, Colonel Steve, come on. Jeez.
God, touchy, man.
So, welcome, everybody.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Yeah, welcome to my nightmare, apparently. So, hey, I was at in Jefferson City this week.
Yeehaw!
Jefferson City, Missouri.
You were buying a mule?
Was I what?
Were you buying a mule?
No, but there are mules for sale on the way to Jefferson City. There's a big Dr. Bob's Mules, honestly, sign on the highway if you want to buy a mule.
Oh, I was looking for a cocaine mule.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like Jefferson City.
Yeah, you've been to Jefferson City, haven't you?
I don't know.
Well, I know you went to Fulton, Missouri, which is not that far from Jefferson City. So
wait, is Jefferson City where there's like a closed down old prison or something?
Yeah, it's a haunted prison.
Oh, because I just had a classmate that was there over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, the Missouri State Penitentiary is supposedly haunted, and they do tours and things. So.
Oh, cool.
I actually know a guy that spent the night in there. Well, he wasn't incarcerated. He spent the night.
Oh, okay. I was waiting to hear the
it's been closed down for a while. He spent the night in there, like, on a ghost hunting kind of a dealio.
I was hoping it wasn't that guy that wanted to beat your ass at McDonald's that one time when you were making fun of him for being
I was at Hardee's, but no, that was not the guy.
That totally changes the story.
There is a difference, my friend, between Hardee's and McDonald's.
All right, yes, there is. Okay, continue. So.
He did ruin my food.
Yeah, he wanted to beat your ass because you were making fun of him for being in jail.
Well, I personally was. Well, I guess I was in a way. But other people were making more fun than I was. I was just laughing.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I might have been, so. Yeah.
He did go to jail. He was in jail.
I know. I remember that story. You said you were goofing on some dude at Hardee's.
He had been to jail. He was in jail for like a year or so.
Yeah, and he wasn't too happy about it.
He wasn't too happy at all about it.
Hey, man, hey, Dwayne, man. Well, how's jail, man?
Yeah, he was not real thrilled about anybody talking about his jail time.
Yeah, uncool.
Yeah, and he pretty much ruined my dinner.
Yeah.
Well.
All right.
I suppose that's a lesson learned on my part.
Yeah, that was a good story. If you can go back in the archives.
Have a little empathy for those who have been incarcerated.
There's a story Bob did many years ago.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, you live and learn, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, the Missouri Penitentiary, if you happen to be near Jefferson City, Missouri, is apparently a good tourist place to go see some history and possibly a ghost or two, supposedly. So, I am not totally convinced, but it's something you might do. But
Well, yeah.
So, one of the things, and I've probably mentioned this before, every time I talk about Jefferson City, I always mention this and people get tired of it, but what the hell. So when you're driving into Jefferson City from St. Louis, you come over, you go down like a big hill because it's in the valley because the Missouri River runs past it, right? So, but the Capitol building is the biggest building that you see. And it always looks like Sanctuary from Logan's Run, if you've ever seen that movie.
No.
So I always say Sanctuary because it's just this big dome Capitol building sitting on this by this river, and anyway, it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
I know it's an old movie now, but if you happen to catch Logan's Run, it's pretty good still. It's interesting. So anyway, I'm at Jefferson City and I'm at this conference. I'm in a hotel. If you're familiar with Embassy Suites.
Yeah.
So you know Embassy Suites has, it's like, this wasn't an Embassy Suites. It's called the Capitol Plaza, but it's built like an Embassy Suites where it's got this big open atrium that goes up, you know, 10 stories or whatever.
Yeah.
And then all the hotel rooms are around the outside, right? They build the hotel around this atrium. And
right.
And then, you know, you have your breakfast down in the atrium and all this kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
So I happen to be there for this function, and I happen to be on the second floor in these smaller meeting areas, which were hotel rooms that they've converted, you know, a couple of hotel rooms into being like a boardroom kind of situation. So I'm coming out of this room, and I'm going to head back over to the elevator because they have these fancy glass elevators, and, you know, it's a pretty spiffy place.
Nice, yeah.
And there's, at the end of this hallway, which is a bunch of boardrooms, there's, like, restrooms for folks, you know, who aren't staying there, and needs to go to the restroom or whatever.
Right.
And this old guy steps out of the restroom and is heading toward the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can imagine, he comes out, I come out of the boardroom, and I'm heading, you know, and I'm behind him. He comes out of the restroom, steps out in front of me a few, you know, it's a few feet away.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, gaining ground on him pretty quickly. And he stops. And the balcony is only really wide enough for maybe two people.
Yeah.
It's a small balcony.
Right.
So he stops, and I'm like, and he's in the middle of the balcony. And I'm like, well, what the heck? You know what I mean? I'm like, am I going to, you know, I'll just wait. So I slow down, and I stop. He proceeds to stick his whole hand down the front of his pants.
Oh.
Like, it's almost as if it's a magic trick and he's going to pull a rabbit out. He takes his hand, stuffs it down the front of his pants.
I thought you were going to say he let off some giant fart or something.
No, no. He sticks his hand all the way down his pants, you know, like he's reaching for the last chip in the bag.
Yeah, yeah.
He starts rearranging himself vigorously in front of me. And at this point, I'm incredibly embarrassed.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is, you know, shaking the dice. He's straightening out the plank. Whatever you want to say, he's doing. He's doing it right outside the bathroom door on the balcony.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, one leg kind of twitching, you know what I mean? And I'm like, so I turn around. I'm like, I cannot watch this any longer.
You're like, me next.
Yeah. I cannot watch this behavior. You know, I cannot be a part of this. I cannot watch it. I turn around and start walking the other way just to not see what is going to happen next. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I kind of look over my shoulder, and he's heading over to the towards the elevator, and so I took the stairs.
Okay.
I just thought that was probably one of the weirdest. I mean, why didn't he do that in the bathroom?
Yeah, right. I mean, wouldn't you want a little privacy if you're gonna, you know, rearrange, you know, the, you know, marble sack or something there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was like he was, you know, he was constructing a Lego kit in his pants. I don't know.
Unless you have cheap underwear on, your junk falls out though, then you have to.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what was going on.
I've had that happen.
You've had that happen?
Yeah.
Were in the cheap underwear?
Ill-fitting underwear, yes. I've had that happen, yeah.
Huh, how interesting.
Yeah.
So then what do? You do what that guy does? You stick your whole hand down there and gather
you know,
it up?
I did sort of get caught doing that one.
I figured you would be the one.
I'm kind of feeling for the old guy, I'm going to be honest with you, but I can't.
Why don't you do that in the bathroom? It's like,
I just thought I had time, and I don't want to go into it, but I just.
No, now you got to go into it. I mean, I could see where you do a nudge, you know, you reach down and you do a nudge or something, but to stick your hand wholesale down your pants like that and, like, you know, look like you're tugging on the rope or something. I don't know. It just doesn't fly with me in public. I don't.
Right.
You know. Call me old-fashioned.
Yeah.
So what was.
Why did I even mention this now. Oh my God, why did I even?
What? Okay. What kind of kooky underwear do you got? Where you're?
Okay.
Were you wearing like your underoos from when you were in grade school and you're trying to fit everything in there or what?
I don't know. My junk fell out. Okay, here's the deal. I was in college, right?
Oh, which college was this at?
Not the one that I know you from.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm telling this. I can't even. God.
I saw your future at the hotel.
I lived on a dorm floor. It was all guys, right?
Sure.
And so there's like a dozen of us waiting for the elevator in the morning. And, you know, you're waiting for the elevator, you know, it's like, oh, come on. You know. I'm like, shit, my junk fell out of my, you know, my wares, you know. I got to rearrange this. You can't, you know, you walk around like that, you know.
Well, you get chafed or whatever.
So I kind of quietly backed away and went down the hallway.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, you know, no, everyone's at the elevator. There's no problem, right?
Right.
Little did I know, there's this little dude that we didn't like each other to begin with.
Yeah, well, probably right? After this, he really didn't like you.
Well, I think he thought I was heading towards his room.
Oh, do, you know, while masturbating, apparently.
While masturbating, yeah. Because, yeah, this kid actually, like, I turned after I'd done it, and he was kind of giving me this weird look, like,
Yeah.
And nothing was ever said, but just the terror in his eyes, like what the fuck was that guy just
doing? Yeah.
Yeah, we really didn't talk after that, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you certainly never shook your hand after that.
And, I don't remember the guy's real name, but you used to call him Leprechaun.
Leprechaun? No, maybe that's why he had a problem with you. I don't know. Maybe.
Just a short... Some short guy from Chicago, and he actually looked a lot older than everyone there.
But... Hey, Lucky Charms, what the hell are you doing?
Hey, Trix Rabbit, what are you doing?
What the hell are you looking at?
I don't even know why I told that story, yeah. I've never actually told that story to anyone.
So did you get situated and you're all good?
Yeah, but, you know, when you kind of get, you know, caught red-handed, no pun intended, yeah, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm just like,
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, nothing was said.
Unfortunately, you know, you see that happen, and then the rest of the day, you shake somebody's hand, you're like, were they touching their dick after they washed their hands? That's all I can think about all day.
Or the asshole's pressing the elevator button.
Yeah, well, there you go, exactly. Oh my God, we got cock drippings all over the elevator button.
Hey, Miles Vidal, nice to meet you,
I mean, you know, the whole world is just covered in, you know, pecker tracks.
Mm-hmm.
That's my worry about seeing things like that. Then I can't get it out of my head, you know, and
yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
It's like if this old guy's doing it, everybody's doing it. I mean, he looks so nice. He looks so grandfatherly. Adjusting his stuff.
Not just for the old.
Well, I know, I'm just saying in general, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what was going on, I don't know what's going on with this old guy, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, there's no way I'm eating peanuts at the bar at this point.
Hey, don't I know you?
Hey, didn't I see you while I was playing with my cock on the balcony?
You were watching me for like 5 minutes. Were you getting me?
You were looking over your shoulder at me, I swear. So that's the weirdness that is my world this week. It was just like, oh, my God.
You ever hear of a circle jerk?
Yeah. I think we should all just wear paper suits with paper gloves. And,
yeah.
You know, you can just touch yourself inside the suit, but then the rest of us will be protected from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's probably. This whole burka thing isn't a bad deal because it keeps everybody kind of contained, you know.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if we could just have some kind of, you know, fashionable clothing that people would be willing to wear that contain themselves, that would be fantastic. I'm afraid I'm going to have to go, you know, live off the grid somewhere.
Oh, well, I think you're doing it now, believe me. You're doing it now.
all this socializing is just not working out with me, with the people in there, you know.
Your palatial estate.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's going on with you? I mean, other than you're adjusting your junk in the hallway.
That was like 30 years ago.
Oh, I'm sure it still happens to this day.
Well, I can't say it's never happened. Your junk can fall out of your underwear, man.
I'm just saying. Too cheap to buy a new pair of underwear.
My parents would go to, like, those discount, places and buy clothes. And
yeah.
It's like the outlet mall factory clothing place.
Oh, look, this is underwear by the blind. We'll get this for $2.
Underwear by the blind.
Mom, how in the hell am I supposed to get my penis out of this fly? Oh, don't worry. It'll work its way out.
Hey, it happens, all right? I'm sorry it's never happened to you, okay? I'm sorry, man.
Well, I've had things happen, but I just go in the bathroom.
Yeah, I agree. You shouldn't be out in the hallway doing it. I agree.
And I wash my hands afterwards, you know?
Especially when you get caught doing it, yeah. I mean,
goodness gracious.
That's weird. I've never told anyone that story before. That's funny.
Well, I'm sure Leprechaun appreciates it.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, no, his name is Jeff, now that I think about it.
No, Jeff the Leprechaun. Gotcha.
We called him Jeff Baldington.
What?
Jeff Baldington. That wasn't his real name.
Because he saw you playing with your balls, or what?
No, he was a short dude, and he had, like, brown hair, but his hair was thinning. Like, he looked, like, almost too old to be in the dorms, you know?
Oh, gotcha. He was a narc.
I don't know what he was. Yeah, he's probably like, I'm getting the fuck out of this dorm.
Yeah, no kidding. Everybody's touching themselves and the door handles and everything. So, what happened to you this week? You said you had a story here, so...
Well, my junk fell out.
I was ordering pizza at Domino's, and they said, get in the car, and so I did, and my junk fell out.
No, I violated your rule. I went to a football game.
Oh, that you had no children participating.
My children have graduated from that school.
Yeah.
They play on the team.
Oh,
nothing.
My God.
And
what is the attraction there? I don't get it.
My wife gets, like, tapped on the shoulder a lot to help out.
Well, I know. Your wife's very nice, and she...
She's friends with certain people.
Right, I know.
There, and those people kind of like, well, you're not doing nothing Friday night.
Yeah. And she's like, no kidding. My husband can't even, you know, take care of himself.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Take care of himself, like feed himself, or like play with himself?
Well, you know, I don't know. Wherever you want that to go, I don't. I had no particular area of interest there.
So, like, they're like, she's like, well, I'm going to go help. Do you want to go help? I'm like, well, not really, but I don't want to sit home either. Because there's, like, nothing. You know, my kids are grown now. They're working, going to school.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'll so we go there, and
so you're volunteering in a way. You're not just creepily sitting there in a lawn chair. You're actually doing something.
Yeah, well, it's a two-part story basically. So the first part, real quickly, is like they've just now got like these new uniforms that have come in.
Okay.
And they're like, the teacher was kind of showing everyone how they go on and the different parts of it, and there's. And he goes, last part is, like, these little sleeve guys. You got to wear, like, these fake sleeve things that kind of clip. Makes you look like Gene Simmons, you know. You got these cool sleeve dudes, you know. And,
okay.
And it's like, and he's very particular about it. He goes, okay, next thing I know, I've been tapped to do that. I'm like, wait a minute, I wasn't really paying attention. What?
Hey, you seem to have a lot of trouble with your clothes. How about helping out with these?
Yeah, like, immediately I'm getting yelled at, like, yeah, it's backwards, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, fuck. Then you got to label them all, too, you know. And
oh,
like,
my God.
It's like, it's a total nightmare, you know, and everyone's all mad. Like,
That's nice. Why would they pick you, of all people, to actually help
them? I know. I'm like, why me,
God? You were the guy. I mean, you can do. You can stand at the front and kind of and take money as they come in. Like, you know, if it's a dollar to get in, okay, thank you.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah. No change. No, not giving change. Just taking in money and watching the door.
The more the adults yell, the more nervous I get, you know, because I'm like, okay, now it's really getting, you know.
Yeah.
And so it gets done, and, like, all these things don't even fit. They're falling off kids. I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here.
I got to go to the bathroom.
So.
Yeah, you can't do, like, actual work. You can do the thing that people don't want to do, like, you know, be a security guard or.
I wasn't paying attention to the tutorial, you
know? What I mean? You can, well, you know, why don't you just cheer for us? Okay, I'm good at that.
And so I had promised my friend Dominic that I would meet up with him and his wife in the stands.
Okay.
And which is fine. And, of course, they have to sit, like, in the very top.
Right.
Yeah, that, and I'm like, I don't know why, but I've recently gotten like vertigo or something.
Okay.
Like, I start getting like high up on steps, I start getting weird all of a sudden. Like,
oh, you having trouble with your ears, your ear canal?
I don't know. I start feeling a little wobbly. Like,
well, it's just because you look like a weeble.
Right, like people see me coming, they're all afraid. Like, oh God, don't let him go down our aisle.
If this guy falls down, this whole structure's gonna collapse.
Like, oh gee, Merry Christmas, yeah, yeah.
That's like it's like dropping a piece of granite on here.
So, like, I'm going down the aisle to the second to the top seats.
Uh huh.
Not the back row seats, but the aisle for, like, the seats right below it.
Right.
And so I've got to, like, get past all these people, and they're all kind of shooting me dirty looks, you know.
Excuse me, pardon me.
We hate fat people. We That's hate right. fat people.
I bet that guy's junk's hanging out of his underwear.
You know. Yeah, I know. Look at it. Oh, my God. And I make it over there, finally. Excuse me, I get all choked up here.
Yeah, well, and, that's part of the deal.
Dominic's like, hey, Miles, hey, sit down already. You missed the anthem. Sit down, sit down. I'm like, all right, you know.
I was too busy putting sleeves on shirts.
Yeah, you know, buttoning stuff and, you know, velcroing shit, you know.
Yeah.
Labeling. It was very intricate, believe me.
Is there any possibility that you have anything, work with brassieres that I could do?
The panty division living.
So, yeah, that's right.
So he's like, come on, get up here already. And I'm like, all right. And I don't know why, but I just, like I say, I felt wobbly, you know. So I go to, I'm trying to swing my legs up, and I can't do it, you know, because I'm just all freaked out. I'm like, Right?
Yeah.
Now, like halfway up, I turn around, I realize I've kicked a woman in the back like 3 times. Trying to, you know,
this poor woman. Oh my God!
And it wasn't Kate Moss. I kicked. Okay, this was like Roseanne.
She's like got her oxygen tank on. You're kicking her.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
I'm such an a-hole kicking.
I am an ass. I felt bad. I kicked the lady, man. Like, whack, whack, whack.
Oh my gosh.
I was wondering what I was kicking back there. I'm like, oh, shit.
I was wondering what I was kicking.
Oh, man, because she kind of had her head cocked just a little bit, like.
Ma'am, you have a very solid back. I just want to tell you.
Could you put your fingers together like this so I could step in that?
Would you help me up on? Do you have to climb a fence or what?
No, I don't know. I was just all freaked out. I get up on stairs anymore, and I get all freaked out, man.
Oh, like, my gosh.
And
how'd you patch your roof, for Christ's sake? Oh, my God.
I know. Well, I don't. But so a few minutes later, I didn't feel as bad because it started raining just a little bit, and her husband threw on a Packers jacket. So I'm like, okay, well.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's all right.
Now I don't feel as bad, you know. But,
yeah, exactly.
Which really didn't take away from the assault that I just did on the woman I know. You know.
Yeah, nice.
So yeah, so I'm sitting up there with Dominic and his wife. And
oh my God.
He's like, yeah, I got fired.
What? He got fired?
Like, what? Yeah, that's my reaction. Like, wait, what?
He's at the football game with his wife and he got fired?
I'm making more money on unemployment. Forget about it.
How do you make more money on unemployment? I thought you only got a percentage.
He's working at some place. I don't know what the hell he does even.
Oh, okay.
And now, Corey, now tell me this story sounds like complete bullshit, right?
So well, it already does, but go ahead.
He's already worked there for like 5 or 6 years. He's like one of the older working people there, right?
Right.
Now, according to him, this place had hired some dude in his 20s to kind of transport stuff around.
Uh-huh.
And now, according to Dominic was just trying to give the guy some pointers as to how to put stuff on it. And, uh-huh. You know. Next thing you know, he's been suspended for 3 days.
Okay. And put stuff on what? A truck?
Yeah, on a truck. He's like, you know, you can tie stuff down and, you know, put the heavy stuff here and...
Right.
Now, allegedly, the kid complained, and that got Dominic allegedly suspended for 3 days.
All right, that doesn't seem to hold water, but go ahead.
It felt intimidated.
Okay.
All right. So again. I'm like, okay. And then, now he says he goes to work the fourth day, right?
Yeah, after 3 days of harassing this individual.
Yeah, he's been suspended for 3 days. He's been home for 3 days. He comes back the fourth day, and they said, oh, you've been let go.
Okay.
He's gone up the ladder, and now we're going to have to let you go.
Gotcha.
Now, do you smell bullshit in this story at all?
Oh, the whole thing smells like bullshit.
I don't know. I just, like, I'm not buying it, man. I'm just not buying it.
No, it sounds like he must have harassed this person to the point that they had to go to management.
It must have got, like, near fifth, you know, like a closest.
Yeah, and then they documented it, and they fired him.
I don't know. I mean, I think he's going to get another job and stuff, but...
Well, I don't know. I hope so.
Dominic, you know, I like Dominic, my racist friend Dominic. You know,
well, there may be something to that last statement.
Yeah, I mean, no, he is somewhat racist, but he has let up on that, you know, just FYI. You know,
yeah, so. Okay, that's good.
But he's so funny otherwise. He is funny.
Yeah, guy. Well, you know.
But, no, it's not, no, it's, but actually he's mellowed out with all his, you know... hatefulness, but,
Yeah. Well, isn't he a veteran? Isn't that what you told me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he never saw combat, but yeah, he was in the army. Yeah.
Well, still, it still counts.
But, I mean, you know, it counts. I'm not saying it doesn't count. I'm just saying, no, I mean, he wasn't, you know.
If you're a veteran, you're a veteran. Come on.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I like him, and, I don't know. I'm not buying this story.
No, it sounds very, suspect.
All I was doing is giving the guy some pointers, and,
Well, no, if he was saying, you know, hey, if you're going to do a guy up the ass, here's what you do. Yeah. Then somebody might take offense to that, just saying.
The footnote to it is the kid apparently quit, like, 2 days later.
Oh, the kid quit, then.
Yeah, the kid quits, like, 2 days later after this all happened.
Well, there you go.
I don't know.
It sounds like it wasn't a good fit for anybody.
Yeah. So, Dominic, I don't know where you're going to end up, but...
Well, you know, it should work out. It'll work itself out.
Yeah.
You know, I have... Maybe I shouldn't say this.
Oh?
I know somebody who helps people find work.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And he helps people find work who... other people aren't going to give them any work.
Oh, I know someone that does this. Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to be too particular, I guess. But so, I mean, he finds employment for the unemployable.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a job out there. It just has to be found to fit, you know, in the realm there. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough. He has a tough job doing that, but he actually completes it. He's a very nice person, so.
Yeah.
Yes. So maybe that's what Dominic needs.
Yeah, he might need. I don't know. Supposedly, I don't know.
You know, he could find employment for my friend that went to prison. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's good. Well, I you know, that's interesting. So you weren't, but at least you weren't creepily watching the football game.
No.
You were there for other purposes, and then you watched the football game.
I needed a Xanax. I was so freaking uptight.
Oh, my God. Why do you follow? Why? You should know you shouldn't help out with these things.
I don't really like helping out.
No, you don't. You don't want to help out.
I'm not good at it. I don't like doing it.
No, you're horrible at it.
Yeah, I'm like always like heading towards the back of the line, like, no.
Yeah. Well, let me give you a hint. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you personally, but whenever they're looking for volunteers and you know that you have to volunteer,
yeah,
do it early and pick something that you're going to be able to accomplish. Because inevitably, if you try to hide, even though you know you're going to have to volunteer, you will get the one thing that you don't want to do given to you. So, you know what I mean?
We're going to test on these underwear.
Let's see. Who's got some wiggly junk?
Miles.
Miles got some wiggly.
He's back in some cock.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's lovely. So, did they win?
Yeah, they did. I actually left because